It might be goodbye to Josh, and it might be goodbye to Ivy, but it is hello to Wolfie Hope.
Tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Today, and I had to impersonate that too. Apparently, I don't make animal noises very well. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the original season 5, episode 10. There in the Disappearing Light. I'm Roxy Stryer alongside our chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to be here today to talk about this episode with you all. And like Roxy said, chat mistress, if you're in the YouTube live chat, talk to me. Let me know your thoughts. I'm listening, I'm watching. As always.
She's been ignoring us for the first 15 minutes. We've been sitting here just talking to
everyone except for our special guests. Yeah.
That's so true. But before we get to him, Sam Davidson.
Hey guys, so excited to be here and to have Steven here. Super amped.
You just ruined the whole surprise.
He's next to me.
Our iTunes listeners don't know that Steven Kruger's in the house.
Steven Kruger! Oh, it's okay. They suspected. Hey guys.
They've got that spidey sense.
Yeah, I think so.
All of your fans have that, like, Steven intuition.
They know where I am.
Mm. Or Twitter.
Much at all times. Yeah.
How
yeah.
creepy is that sounding?
I like it. It's good.
I will take it. And we like having you here, but it is the last time. This is the third or fourth time you've joined us here.
I know. Since when did we start doing this? Like season 2?
Yeah. It's been a long time coming, but
we've all grown so much together.
I feel like we all look exactly the same, though.
We do. Young.
Young.
Because you're a vampire.
Young and beautiful and, yeah.
Excuse me, I'm blonde now. That's very rude. I spend a lot of money on my hair.
That's a fair point. Can you... I feel like it changes a lot, though.
Just let me have it. Yeah, that's true.
It was pink last week.
Yeah, it's always up in the air. This was a devastating episode for your character. And I had a sense when we were like, Steven, what episode will you come in for? And you were like, guys, I gotta be there for episode 10. I was like, crap.
He's a goner.
Yeah, I figured you guys deduced that.
Oh, no. And we're going to start by talking about your character. But don't worry, guys, because I know there's a ton that happened in this episode. So we're going to talk about the death of Ivy and Vincent's 15th loss of a girlfriend. We're going to talk about Klaus, Hope, and Roman and how I just want to stab him in the eyes. And as always, we're going to get to our fiercest moment of the week. But let's start with you, because Josh be dead. After this episode, like, there's no other way to say it. I know. I didn't want to make you cry, so I tried to, like...
It hurts my heart every time you say it.
Josh be dead.
It makes it so real. I'm not ready for it to be real.
Okay, but at least we got that closing moment from him.
He's in a better place. He's okay.
Yeah.
He is really in a better place. How long did you know that episode 10 was going to be it for you?
I knew a decent amount in advance. They kept it, and I think there were some different ideas floating around the writer's room, but they kept it from me for a little while, and then probably like maybe when we were filming episode 4 or 5, something like that. So it was a good couple months out that Julie pulled me aside and said, 10, we're gonna
So it was Julie. She's the one
it
who
It was Julie, yeah. Yeah,
which it usually is.
Yeah, well, of course, I guess not everybody is afforded that luxury.
If you're a big enough character.
If you're a big enough character, then you get the head honcho pulling you aside and saying...
She's like the A-list Grim Reaper.
But at the same thing, it's sometimes it's like Julie pulls you aside for really something good, and then sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, I can sense where this is going.
Well, at least it's the last season, though. It's not like you're not going to be on the show anymore. Yeah, there's just not going to be a show.
Exactly, and I think going into this season, I said... to myself, I thought there's a good chance that I think they kill Josh at the end of this season, and I was okay with it as long as Josh got a happy ending. I really felt like he was one character who deserved a kind of happy ending, and even though it was very sad and tragic as far as the plot of the story goes, I think that ultimately he really did. I mean, he went out on a pretty high note. He was kind of a hero. He saved Marcel, and then of course was reunited with his one true love.
Where is that place that you guys were reunited? Because we've gotten rid of so many of the other side. Is that just heaven?
I mean, I think we kept referring to it as gay heaven.
Yes.
On the show.
Is there a gay heaven and a straight heaven?
I don't know.
No, don't take the gay people from me in heaven if I make it there.
I'll be in hell.
You won't.
That's true. I'm just going to be in hell. That's very true.
Yeah.
So you guys on set were like, okay, now it's time for Josh to go to gay heaven.
Yeah, it was. I mean, yeah, we just kept joking, like, and then gay heaven, and it was just like what it became known as.
I'm okay with it.
You really?
I'm okay with a gay heaven and with him.
You can't go there then.
But you know what? I'm happy that he is with Aiden because, you know, Jaden forever. And now it literally is forever.
It's probably like a private club part of heaven. I'm thinking, you know, like it's all one big heaven. Members only.
He came and picked him up in the side of the road and was like, dude, I knew you were on your way.
In a pretty cool truck.
Yeah.
I mean, there was part of me that was like, where are they going?
Yeah.
It was a spin-off in heaven. The originals
the
afterlife.
Jaden spin-off we've all been waiting for.
Or like a Nicholas Sparks movie, you know, and it's like his first gay movie. That would be amazing. And it would be in heaven.
I want him to be Hope's fairy gay like uncle in heaven. And like, as she's on Legacies, just be like, Hope, here's the right thing to do. She's like, thank you, Uncle Josh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
she's like, sorry, I gotta go get a massage. We have a lot of those in heaven.
I've been pitching a lot of dead gay Josh storylines to Julie for Legacies.
So you don't think we're weird by doing this?
No. Even a little bit.
This is what life is. Yeah. Let's step back for a second, though, because prior to that, you got picked up or hit on at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there, because we don't know you're going to die at the end of this episode yet, and I was so mad at you. Because here's this really cute, mm-hmm. really sweet guy, and you just couldn't hang.
Yeah.
I was pissed. Were you guys upset with him too? Like, why not try it? Aiden's been dead for a really long time now.
Yeah.
I mean,
he also, you know, he lives a complicated life.
Which
and
one?
Josh.
Oh,
and every time he does start getting involved with anyone, especially like someone who's not in the mystical world, things go bad. So I don't blame him for being a little hesitant to go after it. But I mean, at least take the free drink.
Well, you know, now
always take the free drink.
At that point, I pretty much owned the bar. So yeah, the free drinks flowed as I wanted them to.
But I mean, he now wouldn't be the best time to start something up as like your worlds are kind of ending in a way.
New Orleans was like on the verge of literally collapsing, as it is in seemingly every season that we do. But
I just wanted to see you be in love and have that moment on Earth.
Yeah.
It kind of is a bummer that you don't get to be with your person until you go to gay heaven.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have to be not on this planet? Why can't we date somebody here?
Well, I mean, it turns out for the best, but it's going to be real awkward next episode when all of a sudden the guy comes back to the bar and is like, what happened to Josh?
Where'd that
and,
guy go?
Oh, shoot, I was just hitting on him and now he's dead?
Yeah.
Have you thought about that?
Maybe people say that Josh ran away to Italy or something.
I mean, I think about Declan's reaction to this. Like, I think about these things in advance of like,
well, Davina's.
Yeah, Davina's. Yeah. Like,
are we gonna see? You probably can't answer any of these questions, but I'm gonna ask them anyway.
Sure.
Are we gonna see a Josh funeral? Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Are we gonna see a Steven Kruger appearance on the originals in the final three episodes? Mm-hmm, great question. Also, what's your favorite candy?
Snicker. No.
Kay. Ask about Davina.
Will we see Davina more?
Davina's coming back.
You're
next
also
episode.
On the show. You can ask too, Sam.
You ask, he'll tell you the truth.
Tell me about
Why
Davina.
Why don't I say this? you guys and everybody that watches our show are 100% entirely not prepared for what's going to happen in the last
three episodes. That.
Are you prepared?
Not even. I mean, I know exactly what happens, and I'm still a little bit like, whew, this is going to shake me.
So
and
you
I
did
know.
Read the final three scripts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because, like, Julie pulled him aside personally. So she was like, yo, bro, you're going to die, but, like, here's the script so you know what happens. Yeah.
Well,
I'm not going
to
keep you in the
dark.
We
all get access to the scripts online. So, we can read them. And then we ended up having to do some reshoots as well. So I was back in Atlanta right around when we were filming the finale.
Reshoots for this episode,
a couple episodes. We, you know, this was a crazy season. There were people in and out that we were kind of maneuvering schedules around. So yeah, there was a lot of going back to episodes that we had previously shot and kind of picking up scenes that we didn't get to and all of
That's
that.
That's interesting. So, do you remember any of the specific ones you had to go redo?
Probably
so long ago for you now.
I think we had to come back and do some of that bar stuff with Declan and I. We had to come back and pick up a while later, which is interesting. Yeah, it was a strange season as far as we took a lot of care this season in every episode that we shot. So I think things extended a little bit further than they usually do, just because I know everybody had a vested interest in getting it really, really right for this last season.
We've talked to a couple of the other actors on the show that said it was almost a little awkward when you guys came back for this season. Because you had already done your faux goodbyes and then you guys came back. Did you sense that too?
A little bit. I mean, I think I kind of I think we all kind of sensed that we would get one more I kind of had it in my mind that we would get one more. I think that it was really important for the network to let us go out on our own terms. I mean, especially with a show like this being a spinoff and people having been invested since the first season of Vampire Diaries.
And having another spinoff coming.
Yeah, I really do think that it was important to let this show go out on its own terms. And I don't think, even though they wrote the finale of last season in a way where it could have served as a series finale, I don't think it would have been that satisfying for the audience to have the whole series end that way. And so I was pretty confident we were going to. But yeah, it was a little weird, especially because last year was the first time that we only did 13 episodes. So we had, you know, a solid 6 or 7 months off.
Yeah.
And we hadn't experienced that before. So we came back after that long and kind of saw each other and said, okay, well, let's give this one more go.
Crack at it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Josh telling Marcel that he was family? Because Marcel has treated Josh very poorly at times. And we also see that he's treated him amazing. But we've watched him pick the originals over Josh time and time again. Were you guys surprised by that?
No, I mean, I still think that they've always been family, no matter what. Marcel can be a jerk, but we love him, and so does Josh.
Yeah.
And Josh just stood by his side through all of it and stuck up for him and ran his city for him. I think it was a very sweet moment, and as sad as it was to see Josh die, it was so nice that he died with Marcel there by his side.
Yeah, and saving Marcel. Josh wouldn't be alive at this point if it wasn't for Marcel.
Marcel wouldn't be alive at this point if it wasn't for Josh.
I think it really was. I think that's why we really, and what's so funny about that scene is we rewrote that scene a lot, and I have to give full credit to Eva, who did the bulk of this episode with our new showrunner for this season, Jeff Lieber, kind of by her side guiding her. But this was her first episode of television that she really helmed herself.
Wow.
That is so impressive.
Unbelievably impressive, right?
And this was one of the best episodes of the originals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
ever,
I thought it was really, really good. And so she did some really impressive work. And so we played around with that scene a lot. Believe it or not, we shot that scene completely different ways with two completely different sets of dialogue.
Do you remember what the one that we didn't see looked like?
It was the same kind of track. It was just the kind of things that I was bringing up were a little bit different. Some things that we hearkened back to in the first season, and eventually we kind of settled on this way as like a nice, and I really wanted to make it about, I remember going to Eva saying, I really want to make this last scene with Marcel about family, because I think that's what Josh is most focused on. And of course that's what our, you know, one of the running themes in our show. And the truth is, yeah, they've had a contentious relationship at points, but so do all family members, you know? And when it came down to it, they really were the closest people, I think, on the show. So it was a fitting end, especially having gone through that whole fight scene and all of that, and, you know, looks like we won, but then we really didn't.
And that fight scene was really cool.
It was really cool.
I love that. That was intense.
That was intense.
What part of that was you? What part of that is stunt?
Well, funny enough, Charles and I did several hours of rehearsal for that, just because it was, I mean, they had 20 different stunt people that we were fighting. So we went in on a Saturday and did several hours of rehearsal for it. And my stunt double actually, at one point, got kicked in the face by accident during a take.
By you?
No, this was I was
fighting a stunt double.
So we did. I mean, you guys know stunt seats work, right? Yeah. So we do the scene and we do it very wide with the stunt double in there, right? Because you can't really see their faces, and then they kind of come in closer, and when they need shots of us, they put us in there, and we know all the choreography. But they were doing a wide shot early on, and the stunt double accidentally got kicked in the face, right in the eye, and had this giant. At that point, he could no longer work. And so they said, "Hey, Steven, okay, you're up." And I kind of look at my stunt double and I said, "Is that going to happen? How did that happen? Because we didn't rehearse that."
This is my moneymaker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, let's make sure that doesn't. And the other funny thing about this episode is I was deathly ill the entire time. I had the flu. We shot it in October and I somehow had managed to get the flu really early in the season. Yeah. We had to have an on-set medic and nurse come in, and literally I was getting IVs in my arm to be able to like stand. Every time we cut, I went and laid on a pad and was just like, For the entire episode.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really awful. Funny enough, it worked out really well for me having to die once we got to that part.
Because it was
like the height of method acting. And they said, you know, I had been getting some steroids to just kind of pep me up a little bit.
Yeah.
And right before we shot that scene, They were going to give me another IV, and I said, leave the steroids out of this one. Like, give me the fluids, you know, and the vitamins, but I don't want any of the steroids. I kind of want to feel like shit for
like
this.
Like you're desiccating.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that honestly made a difference. Now, I'm not saying, like, if you're an actor, go and get the flu before you have a
Was everybody scene, around but... you nervous they were going to catch it?
A little bit, but I mean, you know, that's one, we deal with that all the time on TV sets. I mean, if one person is sick, it's like, okay, well... Yeah, be careful. Everybody wear face masks. We all have to work. So I just try to stay out of everybody's way, honestly. And
but what about when you're that sick and you're trying to make out with Aiden?
Ooh, yeah.
It's like let me give you this flu.
I literally said that. Luckily, that was the last scene that we shot in the episode, or one of them. And by that point, I'd been on some stuff, so I had started to feel a little bit better. But I actually brought that up. I said, can we still do this scene this way? Because I don't want to get Colin sick. Like, that's really messed up. Yeah. And they talked to him, and everybody was basically like, we have to do it. Like,
we're not, I mean, what are you going to do, just stare at each other?
Yeah, exactly. And they were like, we have to do it. And luckily, Colin was great about it and all that, and I don't believe he got sick. So
okay. He probably Perrelled his mouth after.
I'm sure he did. Yeah,
Josh should have texted Aiden to check on him. You have to know these things. Gosh.
No, he was great.
Let's talk a little bit about the...
I was just going
to... So many fan questions.
No, I was just going to say the fans are really going to miss Josh. They're talking about it, but I just wanted to read two comments because they're very sweet. Orlando Williams said, everyone in New Orleans should be angry about Josh's death. He was like Matt. Everyone liked him, even Klaus.
Matty Blue Eyes.
And Jan Van S said, I didn't want Josh to die. I was like, oh, no, you don't, Julie Plex. Save him. That's how I interpreted that he said that, because it's all, you know.
By the way, if you are not in the live chat now, you can always find us on iTunes and on YouTube and leave your comments there. We will read all of them and see your sad send-offs to Josh.
Yeah, I read a lot. I woke up this morning and read, because I didn't get a chance to watch the episode last night, but I woke up this morning and read a lot of the stuff that was on Twitter, and it was just, I mean, it was honestly so heartfelt and so nice of all the people that have watched this show for so long.
It's really, really nice when a character gets a lovely send-off that they deserve. And it unfortunately and fortunately doesn't happen that often on these supernatural shows because people are dying in the most horrific ways and never ever see the light of day again. And this was like, all right, we got that Aiden moment, so we felt peaceful.
Yeah,
about
and
it.
This was also a character that was supposed to be there for, you know, four episodes in the season at the beginning of season one. And then here we are 5 years later.
You made him love you.
And it's just like, you know, it's been, it was a really nice journey.
And upgraded to series regular for there the final season. Like,
exactly.
That's huge
too, so. Yeah. All right, talking about Ivy, because she also passed away, which I have to say it's upsetting for her because we just didn't care quite as much as we cared about Josh.
Well, we were just like, you died last time.
She did a great job. It has nothing to do with the actress, but it was...
She didn't have the flu and she looked like death.
And she, exactly. Yeah. Way better than me.
She was incredible, but I was sitting there and I was like, what about Josh though? Which, like, I was so happy when we went back to him to talk about the Aiden situation because I was like, he just died and now we're paying attention to Ivy? She's new. Vincent,
it's not about you right
it's
now.
It's not
dude.
About you and your dead girlfriend. Gosh, it's about Josh.
There was a lot in this. There was a lot of death in this episode.
Yeah. Really. I wonder which of these count as Julie saying that they're major deaths. I feel like Josh.
Definitely Josh.
Yeah, obviously Josh. But I feel like Ivy isn't one of the four or five that she said.
I hope not, because that would be a cop out.
How many have we had?
You.
Do we have another one?
Yeah,
oh,
someone,
Haley.
Right.
Or was that after Haley that she said
She
that?
Said it after Haley. She said, you guys would be surprised if you think this is a big death. There are almost as many big deaths as episodes left.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely a sibling that's going to go.
Maybe a couple.
Yeah, an original
sibling.
Oh, yeah.
Just... I thought you meant a couple, like, dating people.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, no, I mean, like...
It's like, yeah, cool, maybe.
Couples who die together, barf, what, love? Ew.
I feel you on that one. But I did feel bad, though, for Vincent, because he was really noble in the end here, and while he tried to convince her to stick around, he did the right thing by releasing the pain from everybody down there. I was really impressed with him.
I didn't completely understand it, to be honest. Like that, sorry. I mean, it was... Okay, I know. Every episode, it should be like, what doesn't Sam get? But it's this.
It's a complicated show.
How long was that other... area of death around for, like, why?
Well, it's the ancestral plane that they've always gotten their magic from, and that's how they've been able to witchy.
And it's just not going well over there?
So that's a good term,
actually.
That's
how they witchy.
That's how they witch stuff.
Yeah. So, that specific coven. Or all witches?
It's the ancestral plane is where all covens, all of the witches are, and then you connect to your coven to get the power, is my understanding of
it. Oh, like when Divina, or when Vani would...
Help with the bending.
Yeah, and then we've seen stuff like that with Divina, okay. But then what's confused,
I think you're confused because we had eliminated the other side, which is where Graham was, but Graham wasn't in the...
Yeah, because when the other side went away, then we got the ancestral plane, and on the other side, what was it called? The first one, they were happy and like actually living life. And on this one, it's like no, they're just like sucking their souls away and like miserable.
It was sad to watch.
Yeah, like what happened? Why did that happen?
It looked like the ghosts in Little Mermaid, like the shriveled up people in Ursula's lair. You know, it kind of looked like. I was like, oh man, these people are just like having their souls sucked away.
Were you on set at that time by any chance? Did you get to see what that actually looked like? Because anytime we see something on TV that I'm like, this looks so scary and creepy, I'm just picturing you guys like eating popcorn, laughing, watching.
I mean, that literally is what it is. Yeah. I wasn't there the day that they shot that, but yeah, I guarantee you it's so funny to watch TV at this point and just know like what you're seeing, and then like if you could just see like 2 feet behind that what's happening, it's hilarious.
I feel like I have to, especially this set where we hear you guys all prank each other so often.
Yeah. There's a very, very stark difference between what goes on in front of the camera and behind the camera. Mm-hmm.
That's good, though. It's good to keep it light.
There's a blooper. It popped up in my suggested videos today. I haven't watched it yet, though.
From this season?
I think it was, it's from 2017, so it was last season, I guess. Yeah, that would be last season. One needs to come out for this season after, hopefully.
They will. They'll release one.
Although, on this show, we've gotten a lot of behind-the-scenes bloopers ourselves, so we've heard all the stories. Not all of them. A lot of them. You want to talk about bad parenting? Because I do. Oh my god.
Oh, we're going there?
Yeah, we have to because what...
Don't be talking about my boy Klaus.
You know I love him, but what kind of advice is it to say, like, kill him, torture him, get out your anger, have at him, Hope? What?
But also...
Would you expect anything
else? Yeah, seriously, like, what did you expect him to do?
And also, haven't you ever wanted to, like, tie up an ex and just really let him have it? I want to just hit and punch and scream and yell at you. I'm not gonna murder you. I'm just gonna like let all my feelings out about how you screwed me and just like
Tiana, there is a slight difference. There's like a little bit of a difference between somebody didn't go to enough parties with you or events with you, so you guys broke up and he's a jerk, and somebody had a hand in killing your mother. Like
he deserves this, is all I'm saying.
I'm not saying that she shouldn't want to, but do you go home and talk to your dad and he's like, yeah, you should tie him up and you should murder him?
I think a father is also thinking like, I will kill anyone who hurts my daughter.
Yeah, might as well be her.
So where's my shotgun?
I'll have her kill them.
But she needs to do that to somebody. She physically, or else she's gonna. It's like
he has to
choose.
Yeah, there's a very practical reason for it. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. It's not like okay, normal parenting. But in this case of what a world we live in.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think Haley would have said if she was still alive, though? And obviously, it's hard to say because Hope wouldn't have been mad at Roman if Haley was still alive. But if somehow Hope was this pissed at Roman and Haley was there, and this is the Klaus advice, would Haley been like, yeah, that's right?
She would probably say rough him up a little bit, but then let him go. I think.
Steven, what do you think?
I think she probably would have gone the opposite direction.
Yeah, I think she would have not let her do that.
You can find a better way.
Who do we want to put, like, whose moral compass do we want to align with? Haley or Klaus? Because I feel like I'm at a table of Klauses right now, and it's really freaking me out.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if I was Hope, I would want to get my frustration out on him.
Yeah.
Should I do that? No. Should my parent encourage me of it? Probably not. But it's still what I want.
Well, it's not an audience. It's what we want to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not at the end of the day.
Like, yeah. I don't want to kill him. I just want to make him hurt. Okay. Like, he hurt me. Remember that.
I was pissed about and you guys are on a little bit of a different page than me, but I think we'll be on the same page about this. If you're going to go through all that, don't cuddle with the dude afterwards. Are you kidding?
I'm so for it. I have been for it since the beginning. Like Roman, and I think he's going to be on Legacies.
So you wanted to see Hope put her head on Roman's shoulder.
I thought it was really cool that he let her.
What? What are you watching, Sam?
She just, like, almost murdered him, and he likes her enough to come back and apologize again because he knows it doesn't mean something when you're being tortured. And they have a connection.
he is a Nazi and he almost killed her mom. I mean, the mom did die. He just isn't the one who exactly killed her.
T.
Yeah, weigh in. You know T's been paying attention to chat. She has not been listening to a word we said. How do you feel about Roman and Hope doing the head cuddle situation even after
Roman being a Nazi? Let us know what you guys think in the chat.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't want her to run back to him after she's so angry, but also he was the only person around when she was having an emotional breakdown. So I think it's just instantly
so the
what
no
happens.
no cuddling with Nazis rule is kind of off at that point.
It's just
if he's the only if it's the only one around, then
you shouldn't. But he was also the one there taking advantage of her emotional breakdown at that moment when she's emotionally at her lowest and weakest. So he manipulated her into it.
He
is what I'm
touch
saying.
Touch her.
I'm saying that he preyed upon the poor girl who just, like, maybe killed someone, triggered a gene that, like, makes her a werewolf and breaks her body once every full moon.
And he still doesn't run.
And he's just like, hey, I'm here for you. I still like you. You're a good person. It's okay. Of course she's going to be like, thank you. I needed to hear that because you're saying exactly what she needs to hear in the moment.
All right.
So he manipulated her.
For you guys listening on iTunes, Tiana just pet me for 5 minutes, and I'm in a different place now.
You seem very calm.
Yeah, see, didn't that work?
Yeah, see?
Well, there you go.
And I manipulated you.
Weigh in on the Nazi situation. And in what scenario should you or should you not cuddle with a Nazi? Just
like
curious.
I'm like a hard no at all times.
It's just a solid no.
Solid no. Yeah. And I hate that Antoinette's like, my brother and I were manipulated into it. It's like, said every Nazi ever.
She's a jerk, but he was we don't know how old he is actually, so I was gonna say he's a kid, he doesn't know any better.
We saw him alive when
500 years ago,
so he's not that much of a kid.
500 years ago, but you know, around the time of the Nazis.
So we're talking more like 70 years ago, but yeah. I get what you were saying.
Yeah.
I mean, listen,
still on your team.
I don't like Nazis, I'm Jewish. Don't like him at all, but I didn't even think about the Nazi thing during this entire scene. I guess I probably should have.
I think the fact that he was like a very not good person.
Yeah, just not a good person.
Like, he like had such a hand in what happened to Haley, as did Antoinette.
I feel like I need to go to my therapist now. I totally thought this was a normal way of feeling.
I just said
I wanted to tie up an ex and torture him so we can go to therapy together, two for one.
Steven, are we the most normal ones at the table? Doubtful.
I think so.
In this moment.
Yeah. I mean,
just
only
in,
now.
In this current moment.
But I will say that the chat has weighed in on some things.
What we got?
Charmed Original, which I need to go fact check this just because I love you and I trust you, but said Sam, Julie said Roman won't be on Legacies.
So Sam is in somebody else in the chat they're responding
to. Yeah, they're responding to. Imani Michelson said Roman needs to go. Tamisha's vlog says Roman needs to go. Jan Venice says, I love the petting. So, a lot of mixed feelings here, too.
Bye, Roman.
And Glow Loves Jomo says, Roman was not a Nazi. His parents were.
Yes. Right. That is what I meant to say.
But he supported his parents.
But what are you supposed to, you know, that's it.
If that's the way you were brought up, you don't
know
any better.
Okay, is it better to cuddle with a Nazi supporter than a Nazi? Maybe. I might give them that.
I love that he played the dumb card. Like, I was just following what my mom said about you and I didn't know any better. And it's like, dude, you're 500 years old. Actually, like 70. But, like, you're old. You know better by now.
You know what redemption looks like? Redemption looks like what Antoinette did, because won me over in this episode. Roman, bye boy. Hello, Antoinette. Wait, what's the version of bye boy but hello? Like, what's the opposite of that? Hello, girl?
Hey, boy.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl, Antoinette. She crushed in this episode. You said you knew Sam. I had no idea. How did I miss that? That she was going to, her and Elijah were going to team up with the Klaus situation.
Because after Elijah talked to Klaus and was kind of shut down, he called her and was like, we needed to do something, just gather them. When he said, I just need you to gather them, I was like, oh, he got something planned.
Because
he's getting all of them together.
Brother.
No, I was like, nope, because they all going to be together, so something about to go down.
Yeah, because Antoinette has said she doesn't support her family, you know, and what they've done. I mean, basically, she said that, so I was pretty confident.
Anymore.
It's a win-win anymore.
But she wanted her brother back, so I was like, she's going to do whatever it takes, and if it means getting Elijah and going to war with Klaus, that is what she's going to do. So when she didn't pull that, Roxy, who falls for everything, I guess, and by the way, I'm Roxy, and now I speak in third person, was shocked. That was shocking to me, and I was so happy. Confused, though, because you do all of this, and you are girlfriend slash partner of the year, and then you have a goodbye kiss, and you're never seeing each other again?
One day.
Not never. One day.
I don't Maybe. Know. Do you think they did that because out of respect for Haley and the fact that we don't want to see Elijah with somebody else this soon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Steven? What? You know
the
answers?
You can't say anything.
Things. I mean, well, it's so funny. I mean, you never want to burst the bubble of the world that you guys see versus sometimes the world that we see. A lot of times, though, what happens at the end of seasons like this, and especially series, is like that we have there's so much to wrap up. There's so much to take care of in now these last three episodes that like sometimes we just have to like chop it down a little bit.
Like, there was no room for her to be in the last three episodes.
Yeah, where it's like, okay, well, we've literally got 42 minutes times three episodes left to tell the rest of this story, you know, and close this out. So, like, what is going to be worth our time in those episodes?
It's a really good point, and as I said, Antoinette won me over this episode, but not enough to make it into the final three episodes for many minutes. Like, she's not an OG.
I feel the opposite. I liked her at the beginning. I liked her, I think, more than you guys, but now I was like, all right, go. Get out of here. Get out of here, Antoinette. Go to Shanghai where you belong.
Why do you feel that way now?
I don't know.
Get out. Leave.
I just was just, something about her annoyed me this episode, and I was just ready for her not to be, I was like, what was your purpose here? What did you bring but drama? And I mean, if it wasn't for you, then probably Elijah could have maybe gone to save Haley.
But also, because of her, we killed a bunch of Nazis.
True.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Supporters. And
Nas in the chat says, yeah. thank you, Stephen in the booth. Nas in the chat says 126 minutes left of the originals.
That's good math.
That was fast math, too.
We should start counting down. Yeah. So every time
that's
a minute
only
goes
like
by.
A movie.
It's like a movie.
Yeah. That's the amount of time.
Yeah, life is like a movie, Sam.
Long movie.
You think about that.
Man, maybe it'd
not
be cool.
So
maybe it'd be cool if they actually did like the three episodes as
like,
a movie.
As a movie.
Or maybe they can just do a movie in a couple of years.
A
real one.
Yeah, with what you said about the last three episodes being
it would
like
make a good,
that might make everyone's heads literally explode.
Oh gosh. Where do we think the brothers stand right now at this point? How is their relationship? Because Elijah was trying to give Klaus advice all episode. Klaus was not having it. He says he never they might live forever, but they'll never be trust again. But then they get this, so where are we?
I think if their relationship was posted on Facebook, it would be,
it's complicated.
I think it's complicated, but it's looking up. Thank you for that. I think it's complicated, but it's looking up, because with Hope's best interest in heart, at heart, all of the care, and including Marcel now, too, they're all kind of bonded together because Hope is their number one priority.
Okay. All right. You can't weigh in on this one, so we will just move on to our special segment of the week. In case you don't know, which you don't because we started it this season, we do fiercest moment of the week.
Ooh.
So every single week, we do exactly what it sounds like, but I explain it anyway in case you guys are as slow as I am at home. We talk about what moment we think is fiercest of the week. So everybody at the table has to pick one, including you, Steven, if you can remember.
Yeah.
Because I know you didn't realize last night.
I know.
If you can think of one. Oh, you're like, I got this.
I went back through the scripts.
Yeah.
I got the original material.
Original.
Yeah.
Original.
It's funny. And for our fiercest moment of the week, of course, we have the fiercest woman of the week sing us through this, which is our queen. Yeah. Wow, you guys' dance moves get better every week. Yeah, Steven's got nine.
Really?
Yeah.
This is, wow.
Yeah, you gotta get into it.
I'd like to see what they wore in the first week.
Little shimmy.
Oh, yeah, it was really rough the first week. We've gotten a lot better.
We, like, did a lot of robotics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like that. Tiana, I'm starting with you. What was your fiercest moment of the week this week?
Hey, guess what? I have one, so thank you for starting with me.
You're welcome. You should have one because we had 24 hours to prep this. So.
I know, but usually I'm like, no, don't start with me. Anyways, my fiercest moment of the week goes to Josh when he tries to get into that circle saving Marcel, realizes he can't, and then like whips around and cuts that witch off like real quick. That was badass. And my fiercest moment of the week.
Yeah.
Okay, Sam, what do you got?
You guys Guys, I'm sorry, but I have to give it to Roman. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god. I was about to kick escort you out of the building.
For being a shoulder to cry on.
Quick one in here.
No, I gotta give it to Hope at the end. Those werewolf eyes coming out fierce, and I'm very, very scared.
Okay, Steven, what do you got?
I mean, I might be slightly biased, but I'm also going with Josh for the moment that happens right after the throat rip when he, like, takes down 9 or 10 vampires mm-hmm. on his own. I mean, yeah. Shit, who knew Josh could do that? I didn't even know Josh could do that before I read this episode.
It was really good.
That was, like, pretty damn impressive, and we've never really seen him do anything like that. I mean, granted, like, he didn't do it as well as he probably should have since he got stabbed in the heart and died.
But they wanted you to go out with a bang, and I agree,
exactly,
we hadn't seen that from your character.
And, like, I gotta say, I watched it on playback, and, like, it was badass.
Yeah.
You're doing big things over there.
I was
like,
impressed.
Action movies next for you, kid.
I think I'm gonna call Schwarzenegger.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
You
get
him on speed
I feel like me, him, and Stallone just... You know, if they're listening.
Yeah, which I know they listen to the AfterBuzz TV after show every single week.
For the original,
yeah.
For sure. I think mine, I'm sorry because this is as weird as yours almost going to Roman, but I think mine has to go to Antoinette for being a part of this. Like, it's a joint, the fiercest moment is Elijah and Antoinette pulling the wool over Emmett and being like, this is what's up when everybody comes in. So it's not the Hope moment, it's that they were brave enough and smart enough to do that. That was my fiercest moment. And we're going to
get... I have some from the chat.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, give them to me.
All right, Cool Ranch.
Chat,
I think
you guys are killing it today.
I think Antoinette's duping of the Nazi vampires was the fiercest. Billie Jean Girl 24, the fiercest moment has to go to Josh for coming to save Marcel, then finding peace and reuniting with Aiden. XXX730, when Elijah joined the vampires in the church, I thought he would turn against his brother, so that was the fiercest moment.
That's me.
Tamisha's vlogs, Klaus and Marcel and Hope walking up in the church like a boss. And final one from Nas, fiercest moment was Vincent destroying the ancestral magic just so his boo thing can enjoy heaven. We all know that's the real reason he did
it's kind of the reason, but he also did it to be a good person.
Well, yeah, like, shouldn't someone have done this before if he could have done it before? It's pretty messed up over there.
Maybe. We're going to get to our prediction in a minute, but first let's hit some news from our chat mistress.
Hello, everyone. So next week's episode, I don't know what that was. It was really weird. I loved it.
It was really beautiful.
I liked it as well.
Thank you. So next week, this is kind of spoiler alert picture, but next week is the Freeland wedding.
Hey-o.
So we go
Freeland, feeling, keeling, leeling, peeling, teeling, dealing, wheeling, healing.
I don't know what just happened.
This is the thing she does.
She
we thought she
rhyme.
Was going to forget about it when she came back this year, but it caught on.
Every time I hear Freeland, I rhyme. I don't know.
What a freestyle.
She just has to go for it. So TV Line has a bunch of pictures, behind the scenes photos from the episode. This is one of them at their wedding. And Cole is looking like he's officiating, which
is
exciting.
Is that Cole?
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting.
Davina's going to be there.
And Davina is coming back in the next week's episode. What's she going to think about her bestie Josh not being around anymore?
She's going to be like, I can't believe no one called me.
Yeah, and not just what is she going to think about it, but, like, nobody knows if Josh is dead right now. Marcel was, like,
zipped,
sealed lips, so I feel like it's going to be an announcement at the wedding. P.S., Josh be dead.
Yes, everyone.
Have fun partying.
Now proceed.
Yeah. So we're just going to find your dead, desiccating body on Marcel's couch.
And
like,
because Freya's also good friends with Josh at this point. You know, they've been in New Orleans together, kind of running things and stuff. And so
they were the only ones who were allowed to be in New Orleans.
I hope that she at least puts, like, your picture on a chair in there. You know, it'd be like, this seat is reserved for my friend Josh. He couldn't
be
here.
Kind of like what you do with Elijah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
just like
a lot of Jewish references tonight.
I was like, you just really pulled that one.
You really did, because I'm like, what? Okay. This video I found on TV on TV Guide is just something that I had to share for all of us Caroline lovers. So just take a look at how the cast feels.
Yes.
Yes, I'm rooting for Klaus to be with anyone, honestly. I just want him to, like,
Oh, we're starting it again. It was a nice try, though, Steven. I appreciate
that
for effort. Really.
Am I rooting for Claroline?
There we go. Hey.
Yes.
Same.
Yes, I'm rooting for Klaus to be with anyone, honestly. I just want him to, like, settle down and find a nice gal.
Look, I'm a fan of love, so any couple that has some legs, I'm rooting for that.
I'm not. because I don't care. Cole said that, not me. Cole doesn't care. It's Davina. He's like, you know, whatever. What is it called? Claroline. That's just goes to show how much Cole knows about it, because Nathaniel knows nothing about it either.
Definitely. I'm definitely excited that Caroline makes her appearance, because I know the fans really love them.
Was this
and
at the beginning
she's
of the
just
season?
Amazing on and off screen.
I think Klaus deserves a happy ending, for sure. But I also think that his relationship priority should be with Hope.
That's the thing about the Klaus and Caroline fans, they're just not vocal about it. So I occasionally I hear these
talking
kind
to
of
you,
whispers.
I will kill you.
That. I wish someone had said something for the last 7 years.
So I just thought that was really fun. And for all of us Caroline lovers, she will be back in the penultimate episode, which is episode 12. Penultimate, for everyone who doesn't know, is the episode
like
before the last episode. So, and they're going to be in Mystic Falls together with a very unhappy-looking Alaric and a very happy-looking Caroline and Klaus frolicking through their old stomping ground.
Many different things to say right now. First of all, for all of you guys, play the drinking game with us as we've done the show. You just drank so many times. Every time we say Caroline, you drink. You guys are hammered at home right now, which I love. Also, remember that time, T, at Comic-Con where I chased Candace down into the hallway and interviewed her outside of a bathroom just to ask her about Claroline?
Yes,
yes,
I do.
That can't possibly be what they're talking about in there. Right?
I mean, I don't think it's...
No, I think it's exactly what they're
probably
talking
about. Probably is, yeah. I mean, she was the crazy person who did that.
Made it really easy on them. Is that it for our
news and gossip?
That's it
for news
and gossip. Awesome. Let's get to some predictions.
And now,
every time
you're
it gets
after Buzz, you're in the club. You didn't know.
Every time
you can tell from our dance moves.
TV predictions.
Ooh. All right, so we end the episode with our Wolfie Wolf moment as Hope.
Can you do it again?
We went.
You sound like a dying cat.
That was kind of like my draft. Seriously, I drafted. If you look at my Instagram story, somebody asked me to do it. I was like,
what is it? You sounded like a dolphin.
What does a wolf sound like?
That was pretty good.
I think that was meant for Roxy.
That was pretty good. Some sort of roar.
Help me.
Some
what
sort
does
of
a wolf sound like?
Maybe that's like a lion.
You gotta like go
know.
Deep in the throat. All right. Well, predictions. Wolfie wolf.
So she's a Wolfie wolf, which me and because she poor the poor girl. She didn't kill Declan, but she did kill that
poor,
guy.
Pastor preacher man.
What does this mean? Do we even let this unfold on the originals, or is this just set up for the legacies?
Both probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we excited for her to be a triple threat?
I was thinking about this, and I realized that. As controversial as the statement is even on this show, wolves are all murderers. And I just kind of put that together because all the wolves we've seen have kind of been like, oh, it was an accidental death. But some of those people out there just straight up murder someone knowing that this would trigger. And there are some bad wolves out there.
There's some bad people that need
Tiana
to be killed.
Just realizing things. That was my moment.
Oh my God, realizing things. Glovis in the chat says, yes, she's the littlest wolf. I want to call her Littlest Wolf.
I think that we're going to see a lot of her transition and trying to figure out how to do this because now she's got all three of the things in her and we haven't seen anyone with that before. Yeah. And so I think it's going to be trickier for her to figure out how to control and be a normal functioning teenage girl.
This is very hopeful thinking and probably doesn't make any sense, but is there a chance that being a wolf now could make the Hollow less strong or kind of...
Or will it strengthen it?
I don't know. Mm. We shall see. We have a wedding next week. I'm afraid it's going to be a red wedding. I'm scared. But maybe...
You in the chat both. We've gotten so many red wedding comments.
Yeah. I mean, oh God, poor Joe. You know, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Vampire Diaries. Sorry, guys. Drink every time I mention the Vampire Diaries. But... And I think we're going to see a lot of familiar faces, though. But I'm afraid it might be kind of a massacre like it was in other weddings we've seen on these shows. So a lot of people could die that are there. And, you know, I think Davina's going to be super pissed about Josh. And I think, oh, gosh. Oh, no. What's his name? I'm blanking. Haley's boyfriend.
Declan.
So this digging of Declan is still not going to stop. You know, we didn't really address that. Like, don't you think it's weird that and we're talking about Cammy and the priest and all of that. So I don't know. That's not done yet.
Okay. when you were reading this script at this point, what predictions did you have, Stephen? Do you remember what you thought was going to happen, at least? Because you obviously can't tell us what you're predicting at this point.
Yeah, I think at the time, I thought either there's going to be some really shocking deaths in the original family, or there's going to be none. Everybody's going to survive. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I thought, I think everybody's going to die. And
you were either right or wrong.
You'll have to see whether or not I'm good at predicting stuff.
See, because I'm sticking to my prediction that everyone dies except for Elijah, because that's who she hates the most right now. And then it's just the two of them sticking it out together.
No, I don't like your prediction.
I know, but I'm sticking to it because we've been right about a lot of other stuff. So I'm just going to stick to that. Ugh. That's what my gut says. But in the chat, there are some predictions.
What do we got?
Nicholas Kelly says, I fear that the Michelsons tradition is going to come back full swing with Klaus dying, Keelan dying at her wedding night, and finally, but sadly, Cole, which I know you would not be happy about.
No.
Charmed Original said, sadly, Elijah will end up sacrificing himself for his family and be reunited with Haley in the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. Nas said Klaus and Elijah will fight in the last episode about who gets to sacrifice themselves to save Hope in the last episode. One of them will take in the Hollow and dagger themselves.
I hope that's Elijah.
I predicted that.
And I hope it's Elijah that does that.
And one other thing that apparently I missed while watching this, and I need to go back and see it, but apparently there was a moment with Josh and Marcel where you either kissed him on the cheek or maybe told him a secret.
Oh yeah, what was the something. Secret?
Oh yeah. Can you tell yeah, me? Whispered a little something in his ear yeah. and gave him a little kiss on the cheek. Yeah. Yeah.
Are we ever gonna figure that out?
I don't know.
Will it come into play later?
You know nothing,
sure.
Jon Snow.
I really know nothing. Seriously. We shot this so long ago. It's just,
what are you
know?
Like? The money's in the mattress.
It's in the banana exactly. stand. Yeah. All right. Is that...
Well, I think the biggest, most important question that Orlando Williams asked was, yes. So who gets Josh's bar now?
That's a damn good question. I was actually thinking about that earlier. You want to go and do it?
Yep. I mean, it feels like the owners of this bar don't last long. Just
yeah,
saying.
That's, yeah. That's
we don't want to be dinner.
Did you leave it to me in your will or not?
I don't actually remember writing a will.
It's a little rude.
I maybe should have.
You've come on this show a lot
it's
of times.
It's a fun
you
bar,
a bar.
It is a fun bar.
There's always something happening.
There's a lot of shit going down there at all times.
Maybe we should make a trip.
I agree.
All right, guys. That is all the time we have, unfortunately. But we're going to keep the conversation going with you guys on social media. You can find me at Roxy Stryer.
You can find me at the Tiana Hobson. And as always, guys, thank you to everyone who is in our YouTube live chat today chatting and talking. I try to read everything and give as many shout outs, and I hope you guys appreciate our time.
Hey, you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43, Twitter and Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
Whoa, that was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she's all over the place.
I pretty much just do the Twitter.
The Twitter.
Yeah.
Which is Stephen A. Kruger?
Stephen A. Kruger, yep.
What's the A again? Andrew?
Anthony.
Anthony. Shoot. I feel like we made you tell us that last time, and it stuck with me, clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I really got that.
That's why you're not in the will. You didn't remember his middle name.
He just said I could have the bar. He just gave it to me. Gosh.
You gotta go claim it.
Okay, I will. And as always, we're at AfterBuzz TV. Find us on iTunes, also on YouTube. Leave a comment, a 5-star, a thumbs up. We read everything you guys have to say. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.